The hot summer sun warmed the fine white sand of the beach, reflecting its bright light onto the bronzing skin of the beachgoers. The gentle roar of the surf crashed idly against the shore, frothing the pristine turquoise waters of the Caribbean. The beach was only mildly crowded, plenty of space to spread out a towel at least. It was here where 37-year-old Catherine and her young son Liam had come to spend their day. Catherine's thick, curvaceous form, clad in only her black bikini, had only been slightly dulled by her age, her slight chubbiness left over from her baby weight. Her hay blonde hair under her sun hat draped over her shoulders, and her beautiful face had tasteful age lines running around her eyes and mouth, not harming, only enhancing her natural beauty. Laying beside her was Liam, a 5-year-old preschooler. It was his last year in kindergarten, and he was on summer vacation with his mom. His pale, slight frame greedily took up the much-needed sun rays. He loved spending time with his mummy. Some would say he maybe liked it too much, but his mother didn't mind spending time with her baby boy. Catherine took a sip from her drink tumbler, something Liam wished he'd brought with him as he felt his mouth grow drier and drier in the heat of the sun. He saw his mum bring up one of her lightly weathered hands over her crotch. "Ooh, wait here, sweetie. Mama's gotta go use the bathroom." She went to get up off her towel, but stopped when she felt Liam's little hands tug at her arm. "Mommy, can I have a drink?" Catherine chuckled. "Sure, sweetie." She held out her drink tumbler to Liam, but he shook his head. Liam whispered, "Mommy, can I drink your pee?" Catherine paused for a bit in shock before her expression softened. She saw the sincere pleading in his eyes. She knew immediately how much Liam wanted it, and she didn't want to disappoint her precious little boy. She stuttered out, "Sure, honey. Follow me. I know a spot we can do it in private." Catherine held Liam's little hand as she led him to a hidden spot that she and her friends used to frequent. As they walked together, Catherine's mind raced. Was she really about to pee in her son's mouth? The more and more she thought about it, she started warming up to the idea, even starting to get hot and bothered as they reached her private spot. The rocky cliff face had recessed a bit, making a decent-sized alcove that kept them concealed from most directions. Catherine cooed to her son while she lightly swayed on her feet. "All right, honey, lay down. Quickly. Mommy's really got to pee." The sand in the alcove was cool compared to the rest of the beach as Liam lay down on it. He watched in giddy excitement as his mom swung her smooth, shapely leg over him, planting her feet with her heels at his shoulder. Catherine undid the string on her bikini and tossed it to the side before she squatted over her 5-year-old child's face. Catherine's pubic hair was kept to a short patch above her pussy, dark like her eyebrows. Even in the heat of the air, Liam could almost feel the humid warmth coming from his mother's nethers as she loomed over his face. "Open up, sweetie. Here it comes." Liam held his mouth wide open, ready to drink everything his mummy gave him. Catherine's stream gently trickled over Liam's face before she centered it on his mouth. Once she had made sure her aim was true, Catherine pissed harder, listening to her deep, golden urine bubble and froth in her son's thirsty mouth. The little child happily gulped down his mummy's pee, as salty as the ocean, as she emptied her full bladder. The hair on the back of Catherine's neck stood up as she heard voices coming from around the corner. It was too late to do much to cover up her deeds, as a group of ladies, one of whom was walking her German Shepherd puppy, walked past. They all stopped in their tracks as they saw Catherine, still squatting over her son's face, with the last few drops of her pee dripping into his mouth, staring at them like a deer in the headlights. Catherine's face turned redder than sunburn as she locked eyes with the four women, as old as she was, give or take. The youngest was probably in her mid-20s, and she was also the one walking the puppy. Catherine waited, fearing what they would say until the oldest woman broke the silence. "Oh, the little guy must have been thirsty, huh?" The oldest woman was probably in her early 40s, sporting a bobbed blonde haircut. "Do you mind if we use him too? We're looking to use the bathroom right now too, actually." Catherine looked down at her son. "Would you like to drink these ladies' pee too, honey?" Liam's eyes lit up, and he nodded excitedly. Catherine chuckled. "Okay, sweetie. Mommy's gonna get up now." As Catherine stood up, the last drop of pee fell from her lips onto Liam's tongue, and she made way for the other girls. The first was the oldest woman. She handed her water bottle to one of her friends and stepped over Liam. She pulled down her briefs to her knees and gave an efforted grunt as she squatted down over Liam's face. She was similar to his mom, with her neatly trimmed hair. Her undercarriage had definitely not fared as well as Catherine's, lightly pocked with cellulite. The older woman let out a sigh of relief as she let out her stream. "Oh, I needed this," she moaned. It clearly wasn't water she had in her bottle. Her piss had a definite odor of alcohol as it spilled profusely into Liam's mouth. He had to desperately gulp down her aromatic urine as she didn't hold back her flow, but the 5-year-old boy managed to greedily chug her piss anyway. Eventually, her flow came down to a trickle. The youngest girl taunted her. "Hurry up, Mary, the rest of us have to go too." Mary took Liam's hand, using his soft preschooler skin, to wipe the last few drops off her lips. "Thanks, cutie," Mary cooed to Liam while tussling his hair. "You did a good job." She pulled up her briefs and stood back up, straightening her waistband before she made room for the next girl. The next girl was wearing fashionable sunglasses with thick white rims, along with a pink and white polka-dotted one-piece swimsuit, with her jet-black hair tied back in a loose bun. She squatted down, much like the rest of the girls, hovering dangerously close to Liam's face. She was much more clean-shaven than her friend and Liam's mom, only having a small strip above her vagina. She spread her pussy lips apart with her two fingers and wasted no time letting loose her golden waterfall into Liam's mouth. As she pissed a thick, golden stream, the youngest girl standing beside them decided she couldn't wait anymore. She called her dog over. "Come here, Max. Come here, boy." Max eagerly returned to his owner from his expedition of sniffing. "Max, sit." For a puppy, he was remarkably well-trained, sitting right when she ordered him to. "Max, toilet." Max opened his toothy maw, apparently ready to receive whatever was coming to him. The youngest girl squatted over her puppy's mouth, sliding her bikini bottom off to the side. Her friend was shocked. "Isabel, what are you doing? What does it look like? Don't worry, Savannah. Max loves this." Isabel deepened her squat over Max's muzzle and let her desperate stream flow. Max happily nipped at his owner's stream like it was a downward sprinkler. Isabel moaned in relief as she was finally able to let go. Savannah started to waver on her heels as she held her crotch desperately, needing to go. She looked over at Ella, who was still somehow pissing in Liam's mouth. She saw that Isabel's stream was already slowing and decided to take the plunge. "Isabel, can I use Max too?" As Isabel's rather small stream came to a dribble, she squat-walked back off Max. "Sure, puppies get thirsty too." Meanwhile, Ella's thick golden stream was finally coming to a close. After the last few drops fell from her lips, Ella squatted a little deeper, rubbing off her pussy with Liam's 5-year-old face. After she got off of him, Liam got up from his potty position. Liam's stomach was positively full of urine at this point. He could feel it sloshing around as he got to his feet. Liam, along with his mom and Ella, then gathered to watch as Savannah squatted over Max's muzzle, filling his mouth with a waterfall of her light yellow pee. She scratched between Max's ears as she pissed, rewarding Max for being a good little toilet puppy, despite her previous reservations about using him. Eventually, her bladder was empty as well, leaving 5 relieved girls and 2 little boys with stomachs full of their pee. The girls made small talk as they walked back to their spot on the beach, deciding to hang out some more with Catherine and Liam. A short while passed while they relaxed again, before they were approached by a small cabal of girls, all clad in their swimwear. "Are you Liam's mom?" they asked Catherine. "We saw Ella's tweet, and we want to use him too." Catherine looked over at Ella with a glare, before she turned to her child and saw the excitement in his eyes. Her face softened, knowing how much her son wished to be the beach's urinal, whether he thought of it that way or more innocently. Catherine turned back to the girls. "Sure, I can tell he wants to, so go right ahead." As a line formed to use Liam, another also started to use Max, as he was also a part of Ella's tweet, advertising her unusual toilet. Isabel had no problem with that, though. Occupying them for the rest of the day, Catherine and Isabel watched with intrigue and glee as a bunch of girls used their little boys as their urinal.